Journalists are increasingly looking at drones as a possible cost-effective and unique way to cover events. Ann Thompson reports in Focus on Technology.
An example of just how close you could get to the scene was still posted on the website Deadline Detroit when I first did this story in January. The quadricopter snaked through abandoned buildings, flew over piles of tires, and at times was dizzying as it appeared to jump off the roof of the Michigan Central Station. A hobbyist who calls himself Tretch 5000 posted it on YouTube, and a neighbor of Deadline Detroit's Bill McGraw saw it.
And we ran it on our website, and We're only 7.5 months old, but it's the third most viewed story that we've run.
It's a feature, not a news story, because the Federal Aviation Administration has rigid restrictions in place until at least 2015. Right now, you can't fly any higher than 400 feet, can't fly over populated areas or near airports, and you can't use it to make money. The University of Missouri School of Journalism has a $25,000 grant to study the use of drones for news. KBIA content director Scott Pham says it's a joint effort with the radio station, the school, and the IT program. They're building the hobby-sized drones, and one is finished. Graduate-level journalism students will test them by doing stories. Because the law makes it difficult to record anything with people in it, they'll avoid them.
Not that that's impossible, but we are focusing on the rural and environmental context. So what we're looking at is kind of more longer form and investigative type pieces about things like waterways, conservation, crop restoration, that kind of thing.
It won't fly over anybody's house. Journalists are aware of the possible abuses of cameras on drones. Plans are in the works for an August seminar on the ethics of it at the Society of Professional Journalists and RTDNA conference. Radio, Television, Digital News Association Chairman Vincent Duffy sees how drones could get out of hand with the paparazzi. He mentions how they could be stationed over weddings and even look into windows.
The possibilities for abuse with a drone that's owned by a newsroom are pretty high, and I think that once the FAA comes down and lets us know what the laws are regarding this, journalism as an industry is going to have to come together and figure out, you know, what the ethics of this tool will be.
He says, like with other tools, like hidden microphones and cameras, there's a rush to use them, and at some point somebody goes too far. KBIA's Pham says his program hopes to nudge the direction this technology is headed.
It's been built on the hobbyist stand for probably close to 10 years now, and without any real application in society. So as we start trying to figure out what those applications are, you know, a lot of people's imaginations immediately jump to things like surveillance, first response, security. And I think there's a lot of work to be done in journalism. And if we can show people that it's possible, then maybe others will want to get involved in that too.
The FAA has until September 30th, 2015 to open up the nation's skies to drones. Rules about who can fly them and where are still under development. And that's why Duffy says not many newsrooms are talking or thinking about them.
In most instances where we would want to use them, we probably would be breaking the law with it. And so until the FAA changes the laws that come down in 2015, there probably won't be a lot of newsrooms that actually invest in this until that time. And so that's why I think you're not hearing a lot of talk about it.
When it happens, it appears there won't be a shortage of people willing to do it. After Deadline Detroit's McGraw posted the drone video, he got a call from somebody who has built a drone and said he would be willing to cover news with it. Another call came from a journalist friend in Las Vegas who had built a drone and was trying to convince his station to use it.
I know three people, just myself, who have built drones and who are using them for photography. There's got to be, it's a big country, there's got to be thousands of people who are doing that. And it's only a matter of time, I think, in the law before, you know, TV stations are doing it, and even maybe in newspapers for that matter.
The University of Missouri will study it as long as the funding doesn't run out. The University of Nebraska has secured a $50,000 grant from the Knight Foundation for a new drone journalism lab. For Cincinnati Edition, I'm Ann Thompson.